Monday, November 20th, 2006, Dallas Stars versus the Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number 21.
Volski, quick passing for Svatos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow-up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hayduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right
Welcome
now, and he
to
has an
AskCast
answer for
episode
everything.
Number 33. Today we took on the Dallas Stars, who we knocked out of the playoffs last year, beating them 4-1 in the series. The Stars have had 9 goals in the last 2 games, and they exceeded that 2-game average by getting 5 goals to beat the Avs 4 goals. This was the third and final game of the Avs road trip. The last 2 games they have been wins. This trip is reminiscent of our Canadian trip, in which we won the first game by 3 goals, second game by 1, and we lost the third game that had more than 8 goals. This time was no different, other than a few of the scores. When we return, we will have the first period under review. First period was full of hope, for the first 10 minutes at least. It started with the Avs getting 2 goals. The first of the 2 came from Carlos Skrashnis, who scored a goal from a few feet away on a pass from right behind the net. The next goal came from Carlos Skrashnis, who got his second goal of the night to give the Avs a 2-0 lead. And his goal also prompted the Stars to pull their primary goalie, Marty Turco. And all of this happened in the first 6 minutes of the game. The Stars didn't start to play at the Avs' speed until their goalie was pulled, but nothing would come out of it until late in the period. With only a few minutes left, Morrow scored a goal to cut the Avs' lead in half. And then, with a minute left, he scored again to tie the game at 2. The period ended with a score of 2-2. When we return, we will have the second period under review. Like birds of a feather, so we bled. Let's go together. And she said, so what's the altitude? I said, it's out of sight. What's with the attitude? And she said, it's all right. So what's the altitude? I said, it's out of sight. The second period started off with Zubov scoring to give Dallas their first lead of the night. It wasn't too long before the Avs responded, about 2 minutes to be exact, when Hayduk got his 8th goal of the season to tie the game at 3. There were a ton of chances over the next 15 minutes, but no one scored. Both goalies made amazing saves. When we return, we will have the third period under review. Totally underground. I wouldn't let her go then. She wouldn't let me go. Just ask the neighbors, man. It's unbelievable. I played the morning. Not even 1 minute into the third period on the 5-on-3, Wiles scored to give the Avs a 4-3 lead. About halfway through the period, the Stars tied the game with a nice goal from Lindros. It was just about 2 minutes later when Mientinen scored to give the Stars a 5-4 lead, and it would stay that way for the rest of the game. The Avs had quite a few chances that definitely should have gone in, but the backup goalie had some amazing saves. The Dallas Stars won their 20th regular season game, and the Avs lost their 21st regular season game. When we return, we will have the regular housekeeping. Version 1.1 of the AvsCast widget is live and available for download on the AvsCast site or on Apple Widgets. Please visit our forums, which can be found by checking out the podcast description. As I mentioned in the last few podcasts, you can get NHL on Google Video. It doesn't cost anything right now, but I think it will eventually. I've seen that trend on Google Video where most of the shows you'll see on TV do cost money. The site is video.google.com slash /NHL.html. If you didn't get that, then just look in the album artwork where there's a link. That's about it for today, and until next time, have a great time. Now let's go.